Welcome, welcome, welcome to Embrace Vulnerability. I, boom, so 10 years ago, I was living la vida loca with no parental guidance, just thinking I knew what I was doing. Typical young adult. Wrong. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no credit, no checking account, no job, not a penny to my name. I also did not know how to love either, so I had absolutely no business dating. I moved out of my father's house to a friend's room. I helped her move out of her mother's house and agreed to live with her and get a job eventually to divide the expenses. Somehow, it did not take long for me to move out of her room and abandon my responsibilities completely with her to live with this man who had his own apartment. At that moment, I was thinking, oh, I will have no responsibilities with this guy. He can pay all the bills. Well, when time passed by, years passed by, I realized it was very messed up of me to leave that friend with that responsibility of paying rent. So I apologized to her. Well, back then I was in the honeymoon stages of that relationship and it was beginning to look like a decent summer. And boom, nausea. I was in denial, completely delulu. Sometimes being delulu is the solulu, but that wasn't the case. I said it was a stomach bug day in and day out, in the morning, every day throwing up. His friends already suspected, you have to be pregnant, you're already sick now, every day in the hand of woman. Well, I stayed delulu, very delusional, for 90 days. Why? I was terrified. What am I gonna do if this actually comes true? I worked up the nerve to visit a clinic. I had my health insurance, so it would be free. Results came back. Congratulations, you are pregnant. I was so sad because I just entered adulthood and I had nothing to offer this child. I have sure matured faster than other young people prior to being pregnant. I had already had experience with helping raise my sister and stepsister, but it was not my full responsibility to care for them. I then thought at least I have a place to live, not knowing that the father of this child was facing eviction. Another thing I learned then and there, in order to be in a committed relationship, I want to know about life-changing events and financial struggles. I do not wish to be in the dark. Time was flying and slowing down at the same time. I was not getting the best advice from everyone. Some were saying get an abortion and others were saying keep it. Children are a blessing from God. I tried living with my father. This man had raised me, and we'll talk more in depth about how distant and cold my father was in my teen years at another time. The news of me being pregnant was not going to be welcome. Though I was a young adult, had already graduated high school and everything. I went to my stepmom because she is a very nice lady, and at the time, I don't know why she chose to do this, but I went to her for advice. As first-time mom, I went vulnerable and scared. I said, I need to tell my father something, but I do not know how because I already know how he feels about this topic. Growing up, I was not allowed to have a boyfriend, let alone get pregnant. I told my stepmom, I just found out I am 3 months pregnant, but I need time to tell him. Her immediate response was to laugh. I am not sure if it was a defense mechanism now that I look back at it, but when I was living that experience, it felt disrespectful to me. It felt as though she was laughing at my misery. She did not even give me the courtesy to tell him. My dad came home for lunch. As soon as he opened the door, she was still smiling and said, "Your daughter has something to tell you." I never felt this weak in my life. So much terror was running through my body. I was not allowed any time to prepare. Before the words came out of my mouth, my stepmom said, "She's pregnant." My dad's facial expression showed his disappointment, but all he could say was, "Let's talk about this later." He left. I swear I cannot remember the conversation we had afterwards because my memory has blocked it. Obviously, after that, I was not kicked out, but I was too ashamed to live with them. So I left to another friend's house. This place was a hoarding mess. But I knew it was temporary, even though only three people lived in this apartment. It was a three-bedroom apartment. The living room condition was not clean. Not the living room condition, the living condition was not clean. They had a hallway that had items from the floor to the ceiling blocking the entire hallway. The front room I slept in, the closet was so full, they never bothered to open it. They claimed they once had a pet snake that got lost, and they have never found it. They were clothes piled on the floor with a tiny entrance to get to the bed. There was a TV, a window, and a bookstand. They had a dog and a snake in an enclosure. The apartment was roach infested. They were everywhere. I was 8 out, and if not, my friend would cook for me because I just could not stand watching the roaches roaming around the counter, the dishes, and sometimes roaming on you. None of that was a major problem because it was better than being out in the cold. What made me leave that situation was one night I was laying down next to my friend, and we were talking about my dating history. This person told me, this is why sometimes I would think I want to kill you, because when I ask you, when did you start dating so-and-so, or how did you start dating so-and-so, somehow they were your friends first, and it developed into a relationship. I am your friend, and you have never given me a chance. I am now pregnant with a child, so that scared me. I packed my things and left. I cannot recall if I even said goodbye to this friend. I had spoken to my grandma, who had taken my cousin in when we were younger. And she asked her to let me stay with her until she could help me get an apartment. My grandma was never able to organize her money enough in order to get an apartment. But at that time, I did not know she was not responsible with her money. Again, I was a young adult. This cousin of mine lived in a one-bedroom, and she had a friend living in her living room with three kids. I slept with my cousin and her daughter. Thankfully, my father helped me with toiletries all the time, so I always stocked up the apartment with that. I also have food stamps, so I could include food. I had no money to give, so something is something. Time was passing, and my cousin kept asking my grandma, when is she moving out, because she's due any day now. That day never came. I gave birth the whole time in the hospital. I could not think about the miracle of life. All I could think about was, where am I going to live? At this point, the father of my child did not have his own apartment, and his family did not like my nationality, so clearly I cannot go live with that. I went to a shelter. The clerk said we cannot live together unless we were married. I explained to my grandmother the situation. She gave me $100. We paid and got married. How easy is it to get married but to divorce? The government wants to make it so complicated. We went back another day to the shelter. This other clerk said we are not a unisex shelter, so I had to be processed with the baby. I remember crying inconsolably when I sat with the social worker, because how am I supposed to live with this newborn alone? She called my father. I know this was divine intervention, because this woman explained to my father, we think you should let your daughter live with you. This is not a place for newborns. There are drug addicts here. In my opinion, it would be best for this baby not to start the life here. Those heavenly words moved my father. I remember sitting at McDonald's waiting for a taxi to take me to my father's place. Still ashamed, but at this time, my child's safety is more important. Why sleep outside when you could be under a roof, even if there is discomfort? My father was a different man with my child. He was so caring and overprotective. He would not let us be outside late. He would not let anyone touch the baby without clean hands. It was a beautiful experience, those first 6 months of my child's life. The father of the baby, still not able to provide for us three, my father got impatient and said, I cannot keep you here forever. Let me send you to your mother's place for 6 months. And after that, perhaps the father of my grandchild has his finances together and you can come back. He bought my plane ticket and my baby, so we were off to live with my mom. My child has great grandparents. I would say I almost did not recognize my parents because they were not the most extremely nice human beings when they were bringing me up. After a wonderful time with my mom, it was time for me to get back to the States so I won't lose my residency, and we moved into this one bedroom. This lady was renting in her apartment. I am telling you, my life is a mystery, because back then, there was always a problem that seemed to arise that would cause me to move from place to place. In the span of those 3 years, I had moved 10 times. That's insanity. This lady woke up one day and she chose violence. She said she wanted us to move out of her apartment. To my knowledge, it was not because we were loud at inappropriate hours. We cleaned after ourselves when we used the shared kitchen and the shared bathroom. We never, under any circumstance, used the living room, so we never cleaned that space. I once again spoke to my grandma, and let me tell you, having an elder in your squad is great because the wisdom they can pour on you can be life-saving. My grandma said, by law, she has to give you 90 days to move out. So we told the landlady we need 90 days. She waited. I had asked a friend to help me. She helped me find this room. She also lent me the deposit for said room. At this point, I was starting to feel ashamed that I was dating someone, but he had no one who could help us financially or any other way. It was always me who had to look for the help. The relationship between him and I ended. I asked my mother if she could keep my daughter until I can maintain her because the father of my daughter and I were not together. My mother is the GOAT. Not only do I owe her my life, I owe her my child's life because she did a fantastic job for those 2 years holding it down. Those 2 years were pretty depressing without my child because I missed all of the milestones. And I just can't thank her enough. I can't thank my mom enough for helping me out for that long. Her and my sister and my stepfather, they did a wonderful job those 2 years helping me. They would send me videos of my child doing said milestone, but it's not the same as watching it live. I started years after that, right? I started dating this wonderful man, and he told me to bring my child back. And I did. I am extremely grateful to this man who has been supporting me financially, mentally, and spiritually, and physically ever since. But the road to get here was long and devastating. I am still growing through every experience. Hope you are too.